name is Joshua and I'm 7 years old.
Hey, this is Mommy.
What's up, everyone? I'm Daddy.
And you're listening to
It's Movie Night. And this week we watched The Iron Giant.
Warner Brothers put out this animation in 1999. It's rated PG and has a runtime of 1 hour and 26 minutes. Some other kid-friendly films Warner Brothers put out around that time were Wild Wild West and Pokemon, the first movie.
Amelia, what would you say this movie's about?
It's about a boy who is named Hogarth, and he goes in the wood, and he goes by a place, and then he finds a robot, and then the robot and Hogarth becomes friends.
That is exactly what the movie's about. It's about a boy named Hogarth, who's kind of the loner of his town, but he finds a new friend in a giant iron robot who crash-landed on Earth. The only problem is that the government is looking for the robot and wants to take him away.
Some familiar voices in this movie. Hogarth Hughes is played by Eli Marienthal. He has some small parts in Jack Frost and The Country Bears. He's done the voice of Robin in Batman: The Mystery of Batwoman. But Daddy and I know him a little bit better as Stifler's little brother from American Pie 1 and 2, which is strictly a parents movie.
Definitely a parent movie.
Annie Hughes. We were shocked that we didn't recognize this voice sooner. It is Jennifer Aniston. She voiced Sarah Gardner in Storks. She is Audrey Spitz in the new murder mystery movies on Netflix. But we know her the most as Rachel Green from Friends.
Yep, Rachel Green. Love it.
Dean is voiced by Harry Connick Jr. I think we've all heard some of his music, but he also plays Dr. Clay Haskett in the Dolphin Tale movies. He's the narrator in My Dog Skip, and he's Justin in Hope Floats if you want a nice romantic film for mom and dad. The Iron Giant is voiced by Vin Diesel. Girls, whose voice is that?
Groot!
It is Groot! So yes, most kids are going to know him as that from the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. He is also Shane Wolf in the movie The Pacifier, and he's Dominic Toretto in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Kent Mansley is voiced by Christopher McDonald. A lot of people don't know this name, but you're kind of familiar with the actor. He's been Jor-El, Superman, and Harvey Dent in different DC animation projects. He was Wilson, the bad guy in the movie Flubber. He was Ward, the dad, in the Leave It to Beaver movie in 1997. But what we will all know him as is Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
When you said Leave It to Beaver, I had like memories unlocked of that movie.
Yeah,
I forgot about that one.
It's a good movie. And then the director of this movie is Brad Bird. He directed The Incredibles 1 and 2, Ratatouille, and Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Pretty solid resume.
It is a solid resume. So, Mommy, like you had said, this movie came out in 1999. Do you remember what age you were the first time you saw it, and did you like it?
You showed it to me when you showed Amelia, and that was, what, 2020? I think that was right when movie theaters opened back up.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realize that you had seen it that late.
Nope, I had never seen this movie as a child.
And did you like it that first time?
I did. I was surprised this went under my radar for so long because, one, my mother worked for Warner Brothers when I was younger, so I watched all of these different things, but I was truthfully a Disney child.
Okay, I can see that.
What about you? Judging from that reaction, I assume you saw this when it came out.
Yes, this was not a theater watch. However, my brother and I were super into this movie when we were younger. No, 1999, so I was 9 years old. Loved this movie. So this is based off of a book called The Iron Man, and it was written by Ted Hughes in 1968. And just like this movie, this alien iron giant thing crashes down to Earth, and it's sent here to take over Earth. But when he gets the bump on its head, he forgets his objective. And Hogarth teaches him good. He teaches him the way of Superman, you know, justice, do good. Like, I love this story. It's just a really good, wholesome story.
It is, and until you look that up, you are not sure if he is the one and only Iron Giant. However, I did read something in my research that says there are some deleted scenes of him having flashbacks. Like,
ooh,
while he's
sleeping,
he kind of remembers other Martian Iron Giants being around him, and he remembers the fact that he's supposed to use his guns. He's supposed to use these things for his takeover. But he kind of brushes them away as bad dreams.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look those up. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, maybe we'll post that on our Facebook page this week. So not that we condone violence in this house at all, but there is a scene in the movie where the giant attacks the government. And he's doing this because he thinks he killed Hogarth. He was trying to protect Hogarth from everybody shooting at him. Not everybody, just the government shooting at him, these military guys. And he thinks Hogarth is dead. So he turns his rage on and he starts attacking everybody. He's angry. So I was wondering, girls, if somebody hurt Mommy or Daddy or Amelia, Zosha, Would you feel the need to hurt somebody else?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay, you're always the one that doesn't want to hurt people, so I could see that answer.
But even Zosia saying maybe. Zosia has the strongest moral code in this house.
She does. How about you, Mommy? Would you want to hurt somebody if somebody else hurt us?
In retrospect, yes. If both of our children were gone, I'd be on a warpath like no other. If I still had one child, I would find someone else to do it because I still have to be a responsible adult and take care of my parents. But we don't, like, as a parent, you know, if anybody touches your kids, that's it. It's game over.
It's on.
Daddy, I assume your answer is the same as mine, but what about you?
It is not. If somebody hurt any of you guys, I would go on a rampage. Most parents will understand this, but I would go full John Wick on anyone that would hurt any of you guys. Amelia couldn't answer this question, everybody. She's got too emotional. She got into it all, but she did say that she would send somebody else to hurt somebody. So she would be she'd be sending out the hit for somebody who hurts us. So beware, everyone.
So on a much more happier note, though, let's talk about some of the fun scenes in this movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Did either of you girls have a scene that made you laugh?
When the hand was stuck in the house, and then he just was in the bathroom, and then he peeled all the toilet paper down when Hogarth opened the door.
He was just roaming through the house trying to find his way out into the barn, but in the meantime, he's just wreaking havoc on poor Hogarth's house.
Yeah, it's so good because Hogarth is trying to tell the hand, because Mom says, hey, do you want to say grace? And he just goes,
oh my God, we thank you for the food that Mom has put in front of us. And stop the devil from doing bad things. And get out of here, Satan.
That is a very good scene, Amelia. Another really fun scene that I really like in this movie is when Hogarth is first talking to Dean at his house and he's drinking coffee and he's like, are you sure you want this? It's espresso. He goes, yeah, man, I drink coffee all the time. And then he just starts rambling off.
So she moved me up a grade because I wasn't fitting in. So now I'm even more not fitting in. I was getting good grades, you know, like always. So my mom says, you need stimulation. And I go, no, I'm stimulated enough right now.
That's for sure. So
he's just talking about other stuff. And then he's like, can I have more coffee?
He's talking about school, actually, and that's where we get the explanation that he is ahead of his class and he is kind of the loner and that none of the other kids like to talk to me because I'm so good at school, basically. Mm,
yeah, that's right, he is.
And that's when he's shaking. He's like, if they just did the homework, everything would be fine. It's so good.
It is.
I like the bad guy's milkshake when Hogarth puts the sprinkles on it.
And what do the sprinkles do?
Make him poop.
They do. He puts chocolate laxative on there. It's so good.
It is a funny scene.
I really like the cannonball scene.
I like that scene too.
What do you like about it?
I like when Hogarth jumps into the lake and then he's like, oh, the water's refreshing. Not cold.
It's not cold at all. Oh, yeah, it's funny. And then what happens?
And then the robot like goes away and Hogarth is like, fine, big baby. And then the robot just, like, runs in and jumps in the pool and all the water is, like, Dean's, like, holding onto his chair floating everywhere in the water.
That is a great scene. We love that scene.
Yes, that brings it to my favorite part of that scene is that Dean ends up in the middle of the road and someone drives up and he's gripping his chair, like Zosia said. And the guy goes,
hey!
Yeah?
You're right in the middle of the road!
Yeah?
All right.
The intensity in that second, yeah, Daddy and I do it all the time.
We do. We quote this movie pretty often.
I like that whole part too.
And Dean's like, when he gets out of his chair when he's in the middle of the road, he's like, that's enough fun for one day.
Yeah, he's had enough. I dig the Superman references they have in this movie. They're just really fun. You know, us as comic book parents, when we see Superman or Batman or even any comic book character, even small characters that we don't really care about, to see comics acknowledged in a movie is always exciting. So when the giant is wearing that giant S on his chest, it just gets you in the feels. It's really nice.
It is. And this is technically the beginning of all that because this movie takes place in, what, 1957? So a lot of comics don't even exist yet. It goes to show you how long Superman has been around.
Yep, for sure. And then the last scene that I want to bring up real fast is when Kent first gets to this town in Maine. He's kind of talking to everybody and talking it down that he doesn't think that this podunk town has anything to offer. So he just wants to get out of there as fast as he can. So he's talking while he's walking back to his car.
Enormous beast, yeah. Biggest thing in this town is probably the homecoming queen. Oh my God!
Because there's a giant bite taken out of his car. But the way that Christopher McDonald delivers this line...
It was genuine.
It was so genuine. I loved it. It was so funny.
Even the second reaction when he goes to find someone to be like, look at this. Look at this bite in my car. And then he comes back and it's gone at this point. Completely gone. Yeah. And the construction worker's like, so what is it that we're looking at here? Because he's pointing to nothing. He doesn't know that a car was just there moments ago.
Yeah, very true. I mean, like the voice acting in this movie is really good. It's really top notch. The cast is great. But I think Christopher McDonald, even as the villain, is just great. I think he might be one of my favorite characters because he's just so unlikable because he's not good at his job. He's kind of the joke of the military, of everyone just giving him the stuff that nobody else wants to do because they're like, let's just get him out of our hair. Let's send him to Maine.
He does. He just talks like a sleazy salesman too.
Girls, did you like Kent?
No.
No, you didn't think it was funny?
A tiny bit.
You kind of liked him a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
So let's talk about some more positives of this movie. There are some wonderful messages that I think it is very clear for children to understand.
Yeah.
Zosha, what's something you learned from The Iron Giant?
Hogarth is teaching the robot that he's not a weapon.
Yes, you don't have to be a weapon.
Guns are bad.
Guns are bad. Amelia, what about you?
He says in the movie that you can choose what you want to be.
Yes, you are whoever you choose to be. So important that even children get it, folks.
Yeah, it's incredible. The message of guns in this movie is just so good because we're a house that doesn't condone violence. We don't condone gun use.
That might get some fire on us. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, but we just believe that the world would be a much better place without guns in it. And then, of course, it is very important for children and even adults at any point in your life. You can choose who you want to be. Clearly, the Iron Giant was somebody else before he came to Earth and got that bump on his head. And now, Hogarth is teaching him a whole new way of life because he forgot it.
It's bad to kill. Guns kill. And you don't have to be a gun. You are what you choose to be. You choose.
And this brings me to a combination of these two themes that Hogarth kind of brings together for the Iron Giant is when he teaches him about death with the hunters and the deer.
Mm.
You know, the giant finds this deer and he starts following him through the woods and then they hear the bang. And then they come across it and they see they were just deer hunting. That's a normal thing that people do. But it teaches the giant that he's gone and he goes to poke the deer to be like, hey, wake up. And Hogarth yells at him,
don't do that!
Why?
It's dead, understand? They shot it with that gun.
I like that cross that shows again why, hey, this is why weapons and guns are bad, because they lead to killing, and then it brings it back to the Iron Giant of, you are not a gun. You can choose what you want to be. And I just thought it was a very beautiful yet simple scene for a kid's movie.
I agree 100%. The scene that you had just said is just a beautiful scene. It is touching. And it does send off this message to these kids of like, hey, guns are bad. And you can choose to not use guns or use guns. And if you want to use guns, you're pretty much a bad person. Now, I know our military uses guns to defend us from other countries, but let's nip it in the bud. If there were just no guns in general, we wouldn't need those people to defend us using guns. So the world would be a better place without guns.
It would, but then we would be on the debate of eating and animals and vegetarians and all that stuff. So let's just stop that argument right there.
Cavemen did not have guns.
No, that is true. That is true. We can go back to running around with our spears. Although, let's be honest, I don't think any of us are in shape for that.
I'll bring the bacon home.
Something else I really liked was the sunrise.
And what did you say it reminded you of?
When we wake up on the Disney Wish.
Yes, we all woke up for the sunrise on the Disney Wish, and we all thought it was just so breathtaking. It was just a beautiful scene that we were all enjoying at the same time, and this did remind me of that.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing a sunrise just come up over the horizon. It's like, let the day begin.
Like Amelia just said, it is a beautiful movie. We're not talking, they're not reinventing the wheel in 1999 and giving us fibers and clothes like they do in Frozen or anything like Into the Spider-Verse. But it does look good for 99. And another good point is that this movie's only 90 minutes long. So you're not investing a ton of time into something that your kids aren't going to like. And you're also not just going to be putting on a short YouTube video for them. So 90 minutes is a sweet spot for a movie for kids.
Precisely. It's short, sweet, and to the point with a great message. Now, on the flip side, there are negatives to this movie. We've talked about bad parents before on this podcast, and Hogarth's mom, kind of not that great. She is a single mother, though, so does she get a pass, especially the time period in the 50s? It's hard being a single mom now, but in the 50s, it was almost unheard of.
I don't think that we gave Elliot's mom and E.T. a pass for being a single mom, so I don't know if Hogarth's mom gets the pass.
Yeah, but by the 80s, it was becoming more common. You got to think about young deaths, divorce, things like that. In the 50s, I feel like it was way more common for couples to either stay together or mom and dad to both be in the picture.
That's true.
However, this is a very small town vibe. It seems like everybody knows each other. Everybody knows what's going on. So I can see that she probably felt safe enough maybe to keep Hogarth home alone. But clearly,
even though she probably shouldn't have, because he was doing some bad stuff.
Yes, which brings me to my next point, is that she was telling him on the phone, "Hey, I gotta work late tonight. I'm sorry. This is in the icebox."
And Hogarth? "No scary movies, no late snacks, in bed by 8 o'clock. Got it?"
"Come on, Mom. It's me, remember?"
As he's eyeballing the Twinkies on the counter. And then, yeah, goes and does all of these things. So that's a negative, because kids are going to see that Hogarth clearly did not listen to his mom and did everything that he wasn't supposed to do.
And in that same night, Hogarth does sneak out of the house. He's initially just climbing up a tree to get onto his roof to check the antenna, because during that time, kids, we needed antennas to watch a clear picture on our TVs. But he sees that there's a big bite taken out of the antenna. So now he goes and investigates into the woods because he sees a path going from his backyard into the woods. And that's when he finds the Iron Giant. So he's doing some things, not just staying up late and watching scary movies. He's actually sneaking out of the house. And this is a bad influence. I don't like kids seeing these things because they think it's okay to leave the house to go check things out. If you hear a noise, stay in the house.
Come find one of us. Do not go roam the neighborhood or go into the woods.
Well, he didn't have a mom at home, Doug.
No, he did not. But still, yeah, stay home. Call mom. Call somebody.
Yeah.
There was still a telephone. However, Hogarth's mom was far from the worst adult in this movie. She was just trying to make ends meet for her family. She is not a bad person at all. Don't get us wrong. But let's talk about Mansley chloroforming a child.
Yeah.
What was that?
I mean, he really is in the right, because he knows that he's not in the right for doing this to Hogarth, but he's in the right because he's trying to protect our entire nation. So he knows that there's a robot here. He's trying to catch this robot. But yeah, he's going about it the wrong way.
Yes, and in the end, he's doing it all for selfish reasons. He wants to move up the ladder.
Yeah.
So in the end, is it about Homeland Security? Up until a point, because then once he starts finding out that the Iron Giant isn't dangerous, he's still spinning the story to make the Iron Giant dangerous.
Yeah.
But he's like, I got to get this story on my side, so we're just going to ignore that fact.
He says the monster's killed a kid.
Sir, we must stop it at all costs.
Go to Code Red! Repeat, Code Red!
Mansley's an evil dude when it comes to Hogarth.
He really is.
So he's definitely the worst part about this movie. And then we have Dean, who is the other main adult of this film. And I like Dean, but there are some questionable things that Daddy and I were talking about at one point. It's that he just meets this kid briefly. We see that diner scene at the beginning with the squirrel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Doesn't come in contact with him again until he's in the junkyard. This is Dean's, what, to our knowledge as movie watchers, second time meeting Hogarth, and he just invites him into his house. It's like 11 o'clock at night, midnight maybe, and he's like, you want some coffee? And they have this whole scene where he's just hanging out with a child. Pretty weird, kind of questionable, but my argument was, okay, going back to the small town vibe, maybe he knows of Hogarth, maybe he knows he's the loner, there's no dad in the picture. There might be some familiarity there. But we don't have that backstory. So to us, we're just like, Dean, what are you doing letting a kid hang out at your house all night till daylight?
Yes, girls, don't ever just go into a stranger's home. Please don't do that.
No. But this was the 50s. Things were drastically different than they are here in 2024.
And then one other negatives come with parental guidance, Mommy.
So the language is mild. There is no severe profanity. Violence, we discussed this a little bit earlier, but there is a deer shot by hunters. When the Iron Giant takes a bite of the power station, he gets severely electrocuted. A train crashes into the giant's head and derails. This kind of worried me because I'm like, how did no one get hurt from this? But nobody gets hurt.
That was a freight train.
Yes. But there were still conductors.
That's true.
We already talked about Mansley grabbing Hogarth and knocking him out with that chloroform. The entire ending with the government versus the Iron Giant is intense. Scary-wise, Amelia did mention a few parts. The opening scene could be scary for kids because of the storm, the waves. It's a very dark scene, and the fisherman gets thrown from his boat. There's also the part where Hogarth is home alone and he's watching a horror movie about a killer brain on the loose. That's when he starts hearing all these creepy sounds outside, and that could be eerie for kids too.
It is a pretty good scene. I love the way that they make fun of like black and white old movies and how bad they act in them. So I thought that was a pretty funny scene.
Yeah, the dialogue was like, oof, yikes. The end can also be very scary with the atomic bomb threat, and everybody thinks that they're going to die. This whole town is prepared to be wiped out, and it's just a very intense moment. Some grown-up stuff, the chloroform from Violence ties into this because it's a drug. Another drug used is the chocolate laxative by Hogarth to get Mansley out of his hair. And at the beginning, some guys in the diner mention the fisherman drinking whiskey or beer since his story seems so outrageous of being rescued by a big metal man. And we also see Mansley smoke and carry a pipe throughout the film. Lastly, cry factor. This movie gets Amelia almost every time. It is sad when Hogarth has to say goodbye to the Iron Giant and says that he loves him, but it goes back to how wholesome their friendship is, that he is willing to sacrifice himself to save Hogarth and this entire town.
It makes me cry too.
Ugh.
I cried. I think I've cried every time since I was like, I don't know, 20.
So it's not just Amelia.
No, absolutely not. And then as for an age recommendation, you know your kids better than we do. We're just here to recommend and give our opinions. However, if I got to put an age on it, I would probably say 3 and up. The younger kids might get slightly afraid from some of the scary scenes like Mommy had said, and they might not take as much away from it as you would hope, but there is still a lot to enjoy and I do recommend it for almost every age. So Rotten Tomato critics have this movie certified fresh at 96%, which is a thumbs up. Audiences have it at a 90%, which is also a thumbs up. Let's see how it holds up in our house. Zosha, do you give the Iron Giant a thumbs up, a thumbs middle, or a thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Why a thumbs down?
Because it wasn't really that good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Amelia?
Thumbs middle. I used to like it when I was little, but I'll give it like a thumbs middle.
Okay.
Everyone has their own opinion. That's okay.
That's right. I think their tune will change when they get a little bit older and can understand it better. Mommy?
I'm going to give this movie a thumbs up. I think it's got a solid message. It's not very long. It's solid animation. I think it's just all around a good time. What about you, Daddy?
I'm giving this a thumbs up as well. I think this is a fantastic movie. It's a 90-minute movie, like you had just said. It is extremely well-paced. I was never bored watching any of it. The voice cast is great. I think these girls are just crazy right now. But yes, thumbs up for sure. But if any of you would like to add the Iron Giant to your movie night list, it is currently streaming on Paramount Plus or available across platforms.
And after watching, let us know if you give it thumbs up, thumbs middle, or thumbs down.
And when you want to let us know what you think about the movie, please find us on social media. We like to post pictures of us on our movie nights, letting you know what snacks and sweets we're eating. We post a dad joke as well as a sneak peek clip theme to the episode coming out that week. It's a fun place to hang out.
Our Facebook is It's Movie Night, and our Instagram is It's Movie Night Pod. Thank you for listening.
Join us next week for another movie night.
Bye. Bye.